Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Whole Scoop Radio with your host, Carol Ferraci, your health and wellness resource, where you get the whole scoop and nothing but the scoop.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. We are The Whole Scoop Health and Wellness Radio Show, as the intro just said, where our guests are always highly credentialed in the topics that we discuss. That is the stipulation for being on this show. So the information that you get on The Whole Scoop is truly The Whole Scoop. I'm your host, Carol Ferraci, a registered licensed dietitian, practicing way too long to tell you how long, so I won't, and I'm at naturallynutritioninc.com. And as you all know, if you've been paying attention for the last 4 years, you know that it's important for me to bring you highly qualified guests. And, of course, tonight we're talking about a topic that I think everybody should tune into. If you can't, if you know somebody that, I'm sure you know somebody that can't listen tonight, our shows are archived. Make sure you access it. I will be sending out the link on Facebook as well. So the Tonight Show is Pain Management Without the Opioids. So we have a blockbuster of a show tonight, so I'm just going to kind of get through this because we've got a lot to talk about. So I got to do the business here. I'm going to remind you that while our guests are highly credentialed on each topic, it's always recommended to seek medical advice prior to implementing any and all interventions that we discuss. Call-in number is 347-855-8894. That's 347-855-8894. You can also direct questions and comments to our Facebook Whole Scoop Blog Talk Radio group. Please ask to join. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Tell us what you think should be different. You'd be surprised of the number of things in the format in this show that's changed as a direct result of what I'm getting back from you guys. We also have a webpage, thewholescoopradio.com, where you'll find information on all our guests and all our shows and archives as well. We will take questions later on in the show. We'll call out the last four digits of your telephone number. So if you want to ask a question by calling in, please press the number 1 to get in the queue so that alerts me that you have a question. So who's with us tonight? Dr. Basilio Pace. He has been with us before. He's an absolutely fantastic person. Of information. He never stops. This man is phenomenal. I'm so grateful that he's with us tonight. He is the founder of Total Care of Union City, a chiropractic consultant for Liberty Mutual Insurance, Crawford Insurance, RP Medical and Rehabilitation Group of New Jersey. Board certified in the states of New York, New Jersey, and Florida with a master certification in cervical acceleration, deceleration, injuries, in San Diego Spine Research Institute. He does all kinds of things. I mean, that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface. He's being very modest. So I'm going to bring him on, and I'm going to say I kind of want to kind of go over a little bit with him. But Dr. Pace,
hey,
are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me well?
Gotcha.
Hello.
I'm so glad.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for that
you
wonderful
are,
intro, and it's always great to be in your show, which we enjoy so much, always informative, and got a great show tonight, talking about something we know very well about, and that's treating people without opioids. So,
I know, isn't that amazing? I mean, it is without opioids. It's a whole new concept to some people, right?
That to some people, but not to us. We've been doing this all our lives. I started in this profession over 30 years ago, and guess what? Chiropractic has never used opioids in treating their patients. And some of our other guests who do acupuncture, they never used opioids to treat their patients. And nutritionally, we don't use opioids either, right?
Yeah, well, no, you know, it's not something we do for nutrition either. It's amazing.
Oh.
But before we get started, I want to kind of just go through a little bit of statistics so people know why we're doing this show, just in general. Everybody understands opioids. I don't really want to get in too much about opioids. I just kind of want to do an overview, okay? Chronic pain, 100 million Americans. This is from the American Academy of Pain Medicine. On chronic, the condition is chronic pain, 100 million Americans. Diabetes, 25.8 million Americans. Coronary heart disease, 16.3 million. Cancer, 11.9. So chronic pain really does have the market when it comes to chronic conditions. But interestingly enough, low back pain was the most common. Severe headache and migraine were 15%, and facial ache and pain was like 4%. But back pain is the leading cause of disability in Americans under 45 years old. And I'm going to stop there because we have so much to talk about. It just kind of gives an overview as to why we're talking about this topic, and it kind of also allows people to understand why there's such an opioid crisis. So now, what do you think about that?
That's incredible. Well, we know there's a lot of people with chronic pain. If we discussed this in our other shows together and how we treat chronic pain without the use of these opioids. Opioids were initially used, you know, hundreds of years ago for pain control, and it works very well. The only problem is it's very addictive. So in a surgical setting, after a surgery, it would be very appropriate, but it got into mainstream recreational use and became a real problem. So now we should go back to the roots and put it back into the operating room post-treatment where the patients really need it, or in acute injuries where the patients really need it, and treat chronic pain without these drugs, because in the end, the opioids aren't going to get you better.
Right. And, you know, the thing is I think maybe right now there might be the powers that be that are willing to listen to alternatives. I think that it's taken this long in this type of crisis, and unfortunately, I hate to say it like this, but because it's been so costly to the healthcare industry and the insurance industry, they're willing to listen. I think we might be at that crossroad right now. What do you think?
I think it's a great time for our professions to step forward and offer the help that we have for these conditions and educate the people that have chronic pain that there's treatment out there for all sorts of conditions without these powerful drugs that will get them better. But you have to treat it appropriately.
Right.
And like we've discussed before, it's always a multi-team approach. It's not just one treatment that's going to get you better. It's usually a multitude of things that you have to incorporate. So it's therapy, it's exercise, it's nutrition, and it's really going to help. And then for acute situations, then you have the medications available. And that's really what they're trying to push for, keep the opioids for acute situations and then work with the other stuff. So as a chiropractor, I deal with low back pain every day, people with disc herniations every day. And every year we have more technology and therapies available to treat these conditions. We've had the Acuspina decompression therapy system for disc herniations. We've been using that over 10 years now. People get better without surgery for disc herniations to get relief of pain without epidurals. We use that in conjunction with the acupuncture, and they have a reduction in pain, improved function, and they get their lives back without medication. It's just amazing. And then you get them to eat right and lose some weight, and guess what? People stay healthy, and they don't have to use these medications. They don't have to go for surgery.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head there where you said they get their lives back, because I don't know anybody that has taken opioids that actually has control of their life anymore, because they become so dependent on those that they don't really even understand what that means anymore to have control of your life. They let the pain control them, and then the opioids ultimately take over. So, you know, I think that we need to just kind of stop and say, hey, all right, what kinds of things can be done? Because I think the people that are listening to this tonight or will listen to it through the archives are saying, yeah, but what do we do? So, you know, I was thinking, I know you're going to have some people join us, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so, you know, I think that you should just talk about the kinds of things that you do and tell us what kind of results that you get, because I know how successful you are, and I know that we've had this conversation a number of times, and you know, let's face it, you wouldn't have the practice that you do if you weren't successful, and the majority of your practice is pain management, right?
That's right. It's pain management without the opioids, and it's that's what chiropractic is. Chiropractic is pain management and natural health care without the drugs. Without the drugs, it's all natural, nutritional. It's with exercise. It's with therapy, and people will get better. And it just makes sense. It's not that complicated. It requires a little time. It's not a quick fix, but there's therapies available. So chronic pain is a big problem and has to be treated in a multifaceted way, but there's different ways you can approach it. We have TENS units that you can buy over the counter now. That wasn't available years ago. So you can go to the store and buy a TENS unit, you know, icy hot that they advertise on TV, and stick it on your back, and you have constant pain relief stimulation with these small devices that are wireless now even. So they're fantastic. You have laser therapy that's available. The decompression therapy for disc herniations, that's phenomenal. You know, we see commercials every day for that special laser disc surgery to get you better and, you know, back to the office over the weekend. But what they don't tell you in those commercials is, well, you still have to go for therapy for many months after the surgery. So the surgery will fix one problem, but that's not the end-all and cure-all for the whole situation. You're still going to need rehab. You're still going to have to get in shape and put your work into it, because these kind of conditions are chronic. You know, disc injuries result in permanent impairments. The disc will not grow new again after it's injured, just like, you know, a cartilage in your knee. Once it's torn up, it's not going to grow new again. You know, our bones will grow stronger after a fracture, but not the cartilage. So we're still waiting for new therapies to, regrow the cartilage. Maybe in a few years we'll have the stem cell injections available for those kind of therapies and the replacements for that. But that's still in the works. So in the meantime, we have to work with, you know, pain management doctors are great. They can do facet injections. They can do epidurals. It's more invasive, but it doesn't involve the opioids. They're going to inject you with steroids to reduce inflammation. They can do nerve abatement, where they actually burn the nerves with either radio frequency or whatever technique they're going to use to deaden the nerves that cause the pain. And then exercise reduces pain. Simple things like that. Certain nutritional products that you can take, nutraceuticals, vitamin C. There's a lot of vitamins that we could take to reduce pain and inflammation, depending on your condition. So it's something
that
you have to try. Sure.
Yeah. Let's pick it apart a little bit. Let's I really can talk, honestly. I'm looking at this, and I'm kind of making a list in my head and a little bit on paper here, and I'm saying to myself, okay, but you know what? If I have a chronic pain issue, and my I've been dealing with this for a while, and nothing seems to work, I'm gonna hear you, and I'm gonna say, okay, how can my diet change that? Or how can some of these other things? I know that we're going to talk about acupuncture a little bit too later, right?
Yes.
So how do those things actually help? Because nothing seems to help me, and I don't know. I'm being the skeptic here, because I also know,
fine,
as you do.
Let's start with nutrition then. Diet.
All right.
Let's talk about diet. The main cause of pain is inflammation. So pain is a result of inflammation, and inflammation starts at the cellular level. So what does that mean? Well, if we're eating the wrong foods, our bodies will be inflamed. The cells do not work properly. You will have cellular inflammation, and it creates pain. So And the main cause of cellular inflammation is sugar. We've discussed that before, too. So if we clean up our diets and you balance your body nutritionally, you reduce your body's inflammation, and your body starts to heal. So that'll start reducing the chronic pain that you may have. And then if you're eating right, hey, you got to start losing weight, because if you're overweight, 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds or more, that's good to wear and tear on your joints, on your knees, on your back. So it's all related. So weight loss is maintaining proper weight is important. And if you're exercising, you're going to feel better. it helps you to lose weight, and maintain your strength and your muscles, because it's our muscles that maintain our posture. People get weak and old because they stop working out. If you work out, your muscles don't get old. They maintain their strength. Muscles grow with exercise. Doesn't matter how old you are. They might grow a little less, but you'll maintain your strength. So that's very important. And those are simple things that everybody can do. But let's say you're injured and you have an injury. And that's I take care of people in injuries, car accidents, sports injuries, work accidents. You have to treat the inflammation. And again, I start with my patients with, I talk about their diets, getting off the sugar. You know, I tell them no pizza, bread, rice, you know, and, you know, gallon of wine. It's not going to help your situation. And for short term, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like, you know, ibuprofen or naproxen are appropriate, and they help to get you over the pain threshold. And then if the pain's more chronic or long-term, or you're doing some post-op care, the TENS units are very effective for treating pain in whatever area they're treating. And then you can add acupuncture to that, and that's wonderful for balancing your body's energy and reducing pain, which we use in the office also and incorporate the multiple therapies. And when the injuries are more severe, then we refer them out for pain management to the pain management specialist, and they might get a course of epidural treatment for disc herniations to reduce the inflammation around the nerve roots in the disc, or if it's involving the facet joints, the joints in the vertebral column, that they can address the injections to the joints. And it's tremendous for reducing pain long-term in those areas. And people feel better. They become active again, and they start to heal, and the pain is reduced substantially. So that's what we do here.
What about people who need joint replacements?
People who need joint replacements do very well, especially
knees. These things are applicable for that, right?
Sure. If you have terrible knees, you're going to need a joint replacement. Otherwise, how are you going to function? And it's important to get that done sooner than later, because if you're 80 years old and you're looking for joint replacement, it's more complicated. But once the cartilage is gone and you're losing function and inability to perform your daily activities, then that would be indicated. And the joint replacement procedures today are so much more advanced than they were just a few years ago. You know, I've had friends do hip replacements, and they're home the same day. And I said, well, what do you mean you're going home the same day? You just had a hip replacement. Aren't you going to be in the hospital 2 weeks? No, I walked home. I'm walking. I'm back in the office. It's incredible.
Wow.
So they've come a long way with joint replacements, hip replacements, knee replacements. But we haven't gone very far with disc replacements. And spinal surgeries are still complicated. They do great work for minor disc injuries, but again, we can't put in a new disc and it's going to make you new like a knee replacement. It's not happening. So that becomes more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
But
so
replacement surgery, that's effective when you need it.
Yeah. Well, so if that's the case, then what happens when if somebody, you know, let's just take that scenario of a hip replacement or a knee replacement or some kind of disc surgery, and then they come to you. Instead of doing the traditional approach of hitting the opioids and whatever, how long can somebody anticipate the recovery period? What, you know, and I know that a lot of it depends on how well they do with some of the things we just talked about in terms of nutrition and changing their diets around and losing some weight and whatever. But let's just take the average person that does pretty well with it and doesn't, you know, nobody's perfect. So let's take the average person that does pretty well and says, hey, you know, I'm doing everything I can do. How, just on the average, and I know it's difficult, everybody's different, but give somebody a ballpark as to how long it might take before they really see results or feel results or anything. I'm just trying to give them an idea.
Once the joint is ripped, you're not going to have that kind of pain in the joint when you were walking. You might have some post-surgical site pain from where they did the incision, but even now they're doing that arthroscopically, so it'll be less. But depending on the age and the procedure, it takes a couple of months to get back. You know, a knee takes a couple of months of rehab to get the strength back and to be feeling good. You know, same thing with the hips, shoulders take a little longer. But with therapy and exercise, you have a great improvement. And you're not going to need opioids. You're not going to have that kind of pain level. Your pain is diminished substantially. You might need it a few days after the procedure, you know, in an acute period, and that's where they're going with the prescriptions now with opioids. They're going to give you an acute 7-day allotment, and that's pretty much it.
I think Walmart just announced that.
Same thing. Yeah, Walmart announced 7-day supply. That's it. So that limits the amount you could take, and it limits the availability of abuse. So you can't go out and sell your medication to someone else who doesn't need it. Because I just Googled it. There's 12 million opioid users recreationally. So this is being used on the streets for recreation, and it becomes a big problem. What I'm concerned with this is people who need medication and the opioids, when they can't get it from their doctors, where are they going to go? They're going to go in the street. So it's a double-edged sword. You might be curtailing the prescription availability, but with the crime
might be increased.
Things being, they'll get it in the black market. They'll get it on the streets.
Right.
So
right.
That's the other part of it.
Right, which could snowball and actually, you know, cause increase in crime and do all kinds of stuff that drugs usually do. So
yeah, I hope it doesn't create a windfall for organized crime, because all these people looking for opioids. Well, they'll just import more from whatever countries they're making them illegally and bringing them into the country, just like all the other illegal drugs.
Right, very true. I bring up the point about how long, because there's two points I wanted to make, and that's if you're having a surgery of some sort, then you are going to have rehab afterwards, and that is going to take some time. Traditionally, you would have opioids with rehab. This is you will have rehab and do these particular interventions.
Or different medications, like non-steroidals. So you might have opioids for a week or two, and then you get the non-steroidals, the naproxen, the ibuprofen, the other drugs that they can use.
Well, my point is, we've become so ingrained in this society that, if you take a pill, things go away. If you have surgery, things just go away. And we don't have to work at anything, and it doesn't really take a whole lot of time and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? It's still going to take time. With whatever
it still takes
route
time. Back in the day, it took time, and it's still going to take time.
Right.
It might take a little less
time.
That's
the point I wanted to make. That when people were hearing, I got to change my diet, I got to do this, I got to do that. You know what? Yeah, you do. It takes time, but if you really want to feel better and you want to be well, then yeah, you do.
And I want to introduce now our acupuncturist. She's a great acupuncturist. I think Ariel wants to join the show, Ariel Meyer, if you want to pick that
call
up.
Okay, I think I've got her here.
Yep.
Is she with you?
No.
Is she with you or is she on the phone?
In. She's on the phone.
She's calling in.
Yep.
And is she calling in on a 973 area code?
Yes.
Okay. Ariel, are you with us?
Hello. Yes, thank you for having me on.
How are you, lady?
Hi, thanks
good to
for
hear
being
from
here.
You.
Yeah, thank you. I'm well. I am well. Just finished up.
Oh, great.
Great.
So,
yeah,
you could tell them what we do here and how we help all these people in their pain conditions with what we do. The acupuncture is fantastic. We get great results. So we'll let you talk a little bit.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, I'm the acupuncturist with Dr. Pace, and, using the needles, we help people feel relief from the pain. And I know that you were focusing on the opioids, so I have people who come in, the patients, and can get them to feel very relaxed because it helps relax the nervous system, and it helps the body to release its own endorphins, its pain-relieving chemicals, naturally, without the help of any medications. So it's very nice in that sense.
And you get,
increases serotonin.
You get some really good results?
Absolutely, yeah. For pain conditions, acupuncture has been well-studied and researched, so most people know that that's what it's for, and it can help with acute pain, with chronic pain. Yeah, it establishes the, you know, regulates functions of the, you know, the serotonin release, of the norepinephrine release. With electroacupuncture, we use that. So where Dr. Pace, I think, mentioned about the TENS units, we can actually connect the stimulation to the needles, and that also helps around the joints, around the muscles, helps the body to relax. Yeah, it's great.
It works fantastic.
Well,
joint problems, back problems. I sprained my knee, and we did acupuncture on it. I did therapy on it. Cleared it up without a, you know, surgical intervention. It works
great.
It's great.
A lot of people don't want to take the over-the-counter medication. And then
right.
You, take,
right.
You know,
I,
use
I'm
acupuncture.
I'm an absolute proponent of acupuncture, and I've had it done for years, and I think it's just fabulous. What I find with when I do this show, and some of our listeners, they're listening for the first time, and so they're not really always familiar with things. And so
okay.
When we talk about acupuncture, we've done acupuncture on the show a couple of times. We've had different areas of interest with the acupuncture.
Okay.
And every single time I do a show on acupuncture, I always get one question, and that's, does it hurt? Because people don't grasp the concept of, you know, the
good
needle
question.
Versus...
Yes. So the, yeah, so the needle...
And I really want to go through that. I'm already in pain, you know?
Well, it helps get out people out of pain. I'm not looking to get anyone into pain. So, you know, we use very fine sterilized needles. And the insertion,
they're
like...
tiny.
Some people don't
teeny,
feel
tiny
anything
needles.
At all. They're very... They're
and the needles,
so,
the
yeah.
needles don't go... They don't go deep. People think you're going to get this large needle like you're getting a...
Right.
Like they're drawing blood. And that's not what acupuncture
right.
is. So it's very
yeah,
it's superficial. And
right.
and it's really...
And
it's
understand that
very
concept.
Little discomfort,
and
if,
you just
if any.
Up a little, explain that. Yeah, that'd be great.
For the people who are nervous about acupuncture, I often start with some points that really help relax the nervous system. So there might be points on the ears. And just helps you, like, relax, regulate the breathing. And then, you know, I'll put points in, and I have different size needles. Some people are very sensitive to them, so I'll start with points that just really help relax the nervous system, help calm the breathing, get the body to sort of just get into a better relaxed state. And
it's funny because patients say, well, my back hurts, so why are you putting the needles in my ear?
I yeah,
says,
right.
you'll see.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
so you want
yeah,
to explain
and
that?
I think that's thing yeah. that's a point I'd like to make, only because if people, you know, people do they'll like they'll say, hey, how do I get in touch with an acupuncturist after they hear this show? But they don't really understand the premise behind it. So maybe we could just kind of give a 1 to 2 sentence. I know this is asking a lot. 1 to 2 sentence on. The principle behind acupuncture with the meridians and why you would put needles in an ear for a knee and why that whole flow and chi are important in pain management, if you would. That would be great.
Sure. Yeah. So acupuncture will stimulate points on the bodies to activate the body's natural healing process. So it will prevent
mm-hmm.
or modify the perception of pain. And it helps to balance, normalize, like, physiological functions. And it also harmonizes organ functions. It will clear blockages. That's, like, what the pain is. You know, it's like, in Chinese medicine, we'll call it stagnation. So it'll help move the qi, move the blood, improve blood circulation, reduces inflammation, reduces pain. And it's all done through these points that are on meridians that connect everything in the body. So there might be, like Dr. Pace was saying, you know, I'll put points in the feet that will help the back, that will help the neck, because it's all connected, that there's these channels of energy that help the blood flow better up and down the body, through the limbs, through the head. I do a lot of points on the ears because it's, you know, there's every single point on the body is connected to the ear. And, yeah, so it'll just help improve that, relax the muscles, ease tension. And it does that not only of the mind. So if someone's anxious, I'll do, you know, points to help relieve the anxiety, but along with the stress. And if people are under stress, then they tend to be more tense. So it helps relax the body, bring back normal functions to the muscles. It's really quite wonderful. And it doesn't, I'm not a fan of needles, and when I had it done on me for the first time, I really felt like everything relaxed. And I said, what is this? And I had to, you know, I went to school so I could help people feel this mm-hmm. nice, relaxed way, you know, get feeling, you know, just better with the muscles, with the improvement in flexibility. Improvement in sleep is also a big thing that acupuncture helps with, and that's a time when our bodies heal it, you know, have our heart healing time.
That's right.
So that's also pretty important, and it's amazing. People say, like, they slept better, you know, their digestion was better after treatment, and that's just, like, the wonderful side effects, I call them, of acupuncture when someone comes in for back pain or neck pain, and then their sleep improves. You know, like, I wasn't expecting that to happen. And
they
you know,
start feeling better.
Improves. Yeah, they start feeling better.
So
and,
how are you guys combining things? Like, let's take a joint situation where you know somebody just had a joint replacement. You might do some new things. And what kinds of what then do you do? You refer them off to Ariel, and they get certain amounts of treatment, or, you know, how does your program work for, so if I'm, just put me in as your patient.
Sure.
And I'm your patient.
Well,
we have
Ariel here on Mondays, and we're in Jersey, so if anybody's listening in Jersey and they want to come see us, she's here on Mondays, and she's fantastic. So I highly recommend her. She does acupuncture on me also and makes me feel good and takes care of my sinus and allergy problems, so. Keeps me healthy.
Yeah, good time of year for that.
Yeah, everybody's allergies now. So you don't need opioids for allergies. So that's, you know, maybe some acupuncture and chiropractic clears that up too. And you got to have a good diet with that. But most of our patients with disc injuries will work together. So they might be getting decompression and actually be on the decompression machine and get treatment with acupuncture at the same time. Or after I treat them on the decompression table, we'll do acupuncture afterwards. So that's how we work as a team. And it could be done, you know, simultaneously in conjunction to each other. And that's what we do. And the patients love it. They love it. They feel better. We get great results. It reduces their pain, improves their function.
It reduces the healing time, too. So
reduces the healing time, which is very important. The patients get better.
Yeah,
you can't make it up. The results are tremendous.
There's more studies that are being done on it, too, with acupuncture, that it's being recommended for post-operative care instead of, you know, the opioids and the pain relief.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It broke up a little bit.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's right now in New Jersey, it's being recommended for post-operative care, too. So that is better than, you know, the pain medications and healing post-surgery. So it's nice.
Yeah, well, it's been available for, you know, a couple of thousand years, but now they're finally getting around to including it into the healthcare system in this country.
Yeah.
So they've been a little behind.
Because of the crisis, because people are getting, you know, after surgeries, after things like this, they're then getting addicted to the opioids and the, you know, the pain-relieving medications, the prescription, and this is a much safer, less expensive treatment.
That's right. And acupuncture is not addictive, and neither is chiropractic. So two great professions to help people get better, stay healthy. It's just incredible because it's been around for thousands of years, and now they're just coming around to, oh, this might be a good idea. You know what? They're using acupuncture in China for anesthesia. They don't even give medication to these people. They do these surgeries with acupuncture for anesthesia.
That's how it first came over to the United States in the 70s.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's the point to make, that in China, they just really don't understand our approach at all, because their first line is acupuncture, and they use it for everything. So
acupuncture and diet.
And diet.
Right.
There you go.
And diet,
you know,
and food, and
yeah, they manage with those two things, and they, you know, they have a tried and true method for thousands and thousands of years, and here we are with, you know, our approach, and we've got a major crisis on our hands with some of it. So maybe we should open the door a little bit, which I'm glad to hear that they're doing that in New Jersey. That's great. I think we have somebody else that's going to join us too.
Maybe
right?
One of our friends
said,
will be calling in.
Your friends, okay. Mm-hmm. But I think that there was another patient or something. You had a patient perspective.
Yes, did she call in? No.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
I think she's here. She's been listening, so I'm gonna bring her on.
Oh, okay.
It's Stella, right?
Stella, yeah. The 392, the 201.
Yeah. Yep.
Stella.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Hi, Stella.
Oh,
hi, Dr. Pace.
Oh, I'm so glad you joined us. I brag about you all the time. So you could tell them why.
Thank you. Likewise.
So, Stella, you're a patient, right? I mean, we can disclose that right now or not. I mean,
yes.
That's what I'm understanding. Okay. And so you're okay with us talking with you tonight? I just want to make sure we have that. Okay. So maybe you can help me a little bit with some of my listeners, because this is all a new concept for them. So you came into the clinic, and were you well-versed in any of this prior to, or was this all new for you?
I'm sorry, say that again?
When you first started with this clinic, were the approaches new to you, or were you somewhat familiar with what was going to be done?
No, I was familiar with chiropractic care.
I've been
to Dr. Pei since the 1996-97.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I went in with a stiff neck, and then afterwards, I mean, I kept having pain. And then 6-7 years ago, I was doing Bikram yoga. I was doing the 30-day challenge. I kept going after the 30 days, and my back went out completely. That's when I went to Dr. Pace, and he said, you need an MRI. I went for an MRI, 3 herniated discs and 2 bulging ones. That's when he said, you're going to have to come into the decompression table. I was quite skeptical, but then after 100 visits, I'm able to tell you that I'm back to working out. And living my
in 10 years, though, 100 visits, not in 1 year.
No,
the
10 visits was within since I think that was 2012.
Right.
And
right,
I kept
exactly.
going, and it's incredible. The decompression table, I highly recommend it.
Costello was a surgical candidate. They wanted to do surgery on her.
Yeah. I mean, I was ready for it. I couldn't even walk. The pain was so severe.
You were able to avoid the surgery through doing this, right?
Through doing that, also acupuncture.
And she works out, and she eats right.
That's my diet has always been very, very clean. Very clean. I mean, I stopped working out for like 5-6 years. I mean, I was doing light yoga here and there because after that I didn't want to go back to any yoga. It left an effect on me. But I started doing, you know, mild yoga, stretching, walking a lot. I've never been into OTC medicine or opioids. I've known what it does to people. you get addicted to it. I've never been had an addictive problem, but my stomach, just taking one would, I get nauseated and ugh. But all thanks to this decompression table, I really, really recommend it. It's incredible.
And now with a little maintenance, a couple of times a year, she comes on a decompression table and she stays well. She stays well.
Exactly.
And she still hasn't needed any
surgery.
How long
did it take before you felt like you had, you know, some real functionality back?
I would say about a year. I mean, a few months, you know, I started gradually, progressively becoming better and better. But I would say like a year, you know, because I couldn't even drive, stand up, or sleep, or anything. It was really, the pain was really excruciating. It was, I would say, like after like 20 visits, I started feeling much better. And
right.
With
and
the acupuncture, too. I get
it takes about a year for a disc to heal, just like a knee or a shoulder
exactly.
After an injury. It takes about a year for it to heal. It's not going to grow new again, but usually with the decompression, you start seeing results after 10 to 20 visits. And what I usually do here in the office is I'll give them a trial of 10 visits. And if
right.
I see improvement, I'll continue treatment. If I don't see improvement, I'll stop the treatment and send them off for further consultation with the pain management or surgeon, because at that point, if they're having loss of function, then surgery is indicated and pain management is indicated.
Okay.
Right.
And that's good clarification there. Thank you. And I think it's important for people to know that you know, you will be assessed. And it's not like you walk into the clinic and you just keep going forever and ever and ever, that you're there and a good, solid doc will assess you appropriately and do exactly what you just said, so that you're not feeling like you just keep going and wasting your time. If you need to have another route, a good practitioner is going to tell you that. And then... The other thing I know, the other question I get about, I'm going back to acupuncture for a minute.
Okay.
The other question I get, does it hurt, and does insurance
mm-hmm.
cover it, and are we in a situation where you guys take insurance or not, or how does that work for you?
If they pay. So you could have insurance, but they don't pay the physicians anymore, so... You know.
Yeah, it depends.
That's
a
double-edged
plan is different,
sword.
So.
You can have insurance,
yeah, personally,
but it doesn't
cover anything. Personally, in my practice, I don't insurance for that very reason, because you don't get paid. But
you don't get paid.
You know,
so
I wasn't sure how
insurance. Everyone's insurance is different. So if it covers it, then yeah, it will.
That's great.
And
but Medicare doesn't
like,
cover acupuncture.
Medicare,
you know,
doesn't
Medicare
cover,
doesn't cover decompression therapy. So these are all non-covered. Therapies, you know, with you know, some of the plans, but it's affordable.
Yeah.
We make it affordable to the patients, and,
yeah.
and they get relief.
Okay.
They get relief.
Absolutely, and the pain that people, you know, if you're in pain, the little like insertion of the needle hopefully is not going to be as much as the pain that somebody's coming in for. The whole idea behind acupuncture is to get someone out of pain. You know, that's
right, the patients are leaving with less
pain than
when they came in with.
That's what I like to do, is get people to feel better. So, you know,
they
might feel like the little insertion, like, you know, there might be some different sensations, like, but it's not painful. It's usually very relaxing after someone can get over the initial fear of it. And that's why we do, you know, I do an assessment, talk for a little bit, find out what's going on, get someone a little more comfortable, show them that the needles are very small, thin. And I have different size needles. So everybody's sensitivity is a little different. I'll use smaller gauge needles if someone's very sensitive to it. In most cases, once I get the first one in, a lot of people say, wait a second, did you put that in? So, you know, gentle approach with it. And
that's
it usually
right.
Usually, it's pretty comfortable, and then put the needles in. Takes a few minutes, and then let somebody sit anywhere from like 15 to 30 minutes with the needles in, relaxing, and it generally feels very good. People get up feeling very nice as if I, you know, like even today, I had someone say, like, oh, I just felt like I had a massage. So.
Yeah, you're not getting a tattoo when you come for acupuncture.
No.
So, and it's usually the people with the tattoos that tell us that, well, I don't like needles.
Yeah, the most apprehensive.
It's really funny.
Yeah, I just tap it in. It's not anything like a tattoo. I'm not, like, sitting there, like, jabbing it, you know, in and out, unless I'm doing the trigger point release. But, again, that's also usually get the muscles to twitch. Someone feels, you know, like the tension in the neck and the shoulders and the back. I'll get a muscle to release, and I'll feel really great.
Breaks that muscle knot just with the needle insertion.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
You know, if there's toxins, like, you know, old blood can get trapped in the muscles, and the acupuncture will help release that, will release that stagnation, and the pain goes away.
Yep.
So.
Okay, and let's just make a point. I'm gonna make that same point. When you say blood gets released, that does not mean blood comes out when the needle goes
no.
in. It doesn't mean
no.
at all. It means that you know, it's a superficial needle, but that it releases what's happening internally so that your overall flow of blood and energy and everything else will start to maintain the balance that it was intended. So
right.
I just wanted to make that point.
Up. Thank you.
It opens
you.
Up
yeah,
the key.
The chi too, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, it increases energy. People that are tired all the time, you do some acupuncture, you'll sleep better, your energy will feel, you know, you'll feel a lot better, able to move, you know, without, you know, the knots that people are feeling. I guess a better way to explain it is, yeah, it's not blood spurting or, you know, coming out, but it's more like going into those, like, deep, heavy knots that people talk about. And getting that to relax, getting that muscle tension to, like, ease and release and get relaxed. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so, I just wanted to make that point because, I mean, really, every time I do anything on acupuncture, I always get one or two people who freak out. So I'm really cognizant of that because I'm not sure who's listening or who will be listening, and I really want to make
you.
That point.
Yeah.
We have a couple of questions on the blog. One of them is kind of along, well, actually right along with what we're talking about right now, and that's, does acupuncture last? I've had two treatments and it doesn't seem to last. Does it get better, or does it last longer with more sessions?
Yeah.
And then there's a second part. If so, an idea of how many is helpful.
Okay. So it's cumulative, so each treatment builds on the last. So if you've had two treatments and you're feeling a little bit of relief, a lot of times in the beginning, some people will feel more relief for the first, like, day to 3 days afterwards, maybe even, you know, like the 6 days if they're going once a week. And because it's cumulative, yeah, like each treatment will build on the last one, get you feeling more relaxed, and certainly a course of treatments might be a little bit longer than just two times. So I say if you're feeling any sort of relief, that's great. That means you'll probably keep feeling more and more. And it's good to be consistent, to keep going, follow the acupuncturist's advice. And everything is dependent on, like, is it an acute condition? Is it a chronic condition? Is it something that's been, you know, like just a very sharp pain for a little while, but it was, you know, you had something going on in your back or your neck, different areas of the body for months or years, it could take longer. Our bodies have gotten into, like, with the pain, you know, they're used to going back into that, like, tense muscles or spasms. Our body's used to doing that, but the body really wants to be healthy. So the acupuncture helps.
Okay, so
relax things,
I'm gonna,
and then, yeah.
No, you go ahead. Finish up, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it helps. It just, like, helps relax the body so that the body wants to be in a healthy state. So if it, you know, is already feeling good after a couple treatments, you keep going more and it'll be longer lasting. And then, as, like, Stella had called in, she's now down to, like, maintenance treatments. So then I have, you know, patients, they come in for a problem. They come for whatever it is. If it's a month or, you know, a year of treatment to treat an acute or chronic condition, they come in, and then after that, you might do maintenance treatments every few weeks, once a month, once a season, whatever works. So.
Okay.
Hopefully that answers the question.
Oh, that's great. I think it's if we didn't answer your question, you know, blog back in and let us know. But I think you covered it. Let me just ask this as an adjunct to what you were saying. Okay, I'm going to go back to me being a patient now. I'm walking into your clinic and I get an assessment. I get some I get some chiropractic treatment. I get some acupuncture. What do you do with me nutritionally? In conjunction, and that's the first part of the question. And the second part of the question is, if I'm receiving the acupuncture and we just go through exactly what Ariel just described in terms of, you know, it might take a little longer for this, or it might be a little, it's all cumulative. Then what happens chiropractically? Do you guys work in conjunction with each other? So I get acupuncture one day or one week, and I come back and I get a chiropractic adjustment, and it's kind of like works in tandem for what my situation is, or how does that work?
Right. Well, it depends on the condition. So sometimes you work in tandem, sometimes it's separate, sometimes they get chiropractic, sometimes they get acupuncture, or both. It depends on the condition and what the patient needs.
Yeah.
You have an interdisciplinary approach, so you're managing people individually but through different disciplines in your own clinic so that you can bounce off of each other for what's best for your patient, right?
Yeah.
Of course, and they chiropractic and acupuncture complement each other, really.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's,
you know, acupuncture uses needles.
That's
chiropractic uses, you know, manipulation to stimulate similar points.
They complement.
And then you could focus on specific areas with one therapy or the other, depending on what the person needs. You know, and acupuncture does a lot of organic things.
I'm trying to make that. If it, you know, it's not just, you know, I'm going to go right back to the beginning. It's not about the opioids. It's about the approach that you take. So now walk me through nutritionally, what kind of supplements do you normally give somebody, say, with a joint situation? What do you do with that? And then they come in and they see you, they see Ariel. Is there somebody else? Do you have a nutritionist in your clinic? Do you have, you know, like, How are they pinging toward their own progress?
Well, for me, I do, like, with the nutritional counseling that I do, it's based on the Chinese dietary framework. And a big thing I like to do with patients is, you know, there's a lot of stuff people usually need to cut out, whether it's sugar, dairy, wheat, different things. I never cut anything out without trying to find something that they can replace it with. For a meal, so I'll give some, like, you know, advice on types of foods that they should be eating, given, like I said, through the Chinese medicine framework, like what would be good, and then I guess with the
okay, give us an example.
I mostly work with
what
that
is. Give us an example of that. And there's a method to my madness, so just bear with me for a minute, okay?
Well, like, you know, I was discussing, like, you know, the muscles need nourishment of blood. So if I see through some, you know, through my, you know, the diagnostics that somebody, it might not come up in blood work that they're anemic, but I'll be like, all right, your muscles are a bit deficient in blood. I would recommend things like, you know, organic buffalo liver pills or, you know, dark leafy greens. Have things cooked a little bit because it's less taxing on the stomach. The stomach likes things warm. So I'm not going to say, like, go eat the raw salads. I say, like, you know, lightly cook some of those things. Do the lentils, the beans, you know, find what's right for the person. It's a little, like, tidbit of something, but it would be more extensive for somebody.
Sure.
Once I get to know
them. And the reason that I asked you to do that, thank you very much. The reason I asked you to do that is because I want everybody to understand that food really does play a big role in the health of a person. And each food, if we go back to, you know, traditional times, before we had all this processed stuff, there's each food group have their own healing qualities. So what you just described was something that you saw was malfunctioning in the body, and you're replacing what needs to happen in the body with the appropriate food. And that's exactly how it should go, because that's what the chemistry and physiology of nutrition is all about. And so I'm going to just take 1 second here to say, whenever you think that what you eat doesn't matter, think again, because it does. And so you guys are really good at deciding and how to complement the foods. What about basic, do you have supplements? Do you have actual nutraceuticals that you use in your clinic?
No, we don't, because culturally here it's a little difficult. So we try to get them to take the basic, you know, multivitamin, anti-inflammatory vitamins, you know, some vitamin C or lemons, limes, you know, natural foods. So there's no extra expense in terms of buying, you know, supplements. But there's so many supplements available. So we'll discuss it on an individual basis to see if they do take supplements, then I'll recommend, you know, certain supplements for joint healing, if it's the glucosamine or the, you know, different herbal supplements that they might want to take. But a lot of people in our neighborhood here don't take a lot of vitamins. So it has to be more of a food approach and what to eat and not what not to eat. I'm a big proponent of coconut oil. So I tell everybody to take some coconut oil, whether they're going to do a spoonful, you know, in the morning to help burn some belly fat, or put it in their bath water for their skin, or use it for frying their foods because it's great for their food and it takes a high heat to cook with. So we take those approaches. But in terms of selling supplements out of the office, we don't do much of that here at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
well,
I love the coconut
really
water.
you like coconut water?
I do, because it's
coconut
really
water,
hydrating.
Yeah,
the coconut water is really great, organic coconut water for hydrating the muscles, because it has magnesium, manganese, potassium,
Violet.
A little bit of calcium. It's really good, especially after a treatment, you know, just to get the, it's sort of like nature's, I call it nature's Gatorade, just sort of, you know, hydrate the muscles, you know, cleanse out any toxins that, you know, were
Fantastic.
Released and get them out of the body. Yeah.
Better than
great.
Soda.
Wow, that's great.
Really works.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, this sort of thing, that's a whole different show.
That'll be another show.
Another time.
I can't even believe that we're out of time already. I mean, we just scratched the surface. We didn't even get back to Stella. Stella, you need to just say anything.
That's okay. I was just listening and learning.
So great for you to join us.
Well, I'm.
Thank you.
I am just so thrilled for all of you to join me.
I definitely advise supplements. Supplements are way to go. And also, I don't know if I can say this on your radio show, but CBD oil has helped me tremendously, too, for the pain.
That's fantastic.
And you know what?
That is
something we didn't even talk about. I had it in my notes to talk about. I actually use CBD oil with some of my things that I do with people, and you're right, it does get some really good results.
It really, it kills cancer cells. Well, killing pain and killing your the cancer cells. I'm very a big advocate of about CBD. It's incredible. It from the hemp oil.
Well, and the thing to know about CBD.
Yeah,
the thing to know about CBD, since we're on the internet, the thing that we need to know is CBD is legal in mostly all the states, and it's just that it's not legal intrastate. So you can't get it from somebody in a different state. You have to get it from somebody in your own state.
I get it from this woman in California. She directed Vanishing of the Beast, and this her stuff is completely organic. Because
is another.
And Harry's selling CBD oil, and you don't really know where it's coming from.
That's exactly the right point, because you don't know from where it's coming, and it needs to be a pure source, and you need to make sure that it's a reputable source. There are so many out there, and believe me, it's definitely, when you start
you
to look into
your
this,
homework.
You're going to. Yeah, you got to do the homework. You really do. Stella, thank you. That's great information. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. Else, do we need to? We've got absolutely no time left. But if anybody wants to wrap up in a quick sentence, maybe give out phone numbers or websites, that'd be great.
Well, I want to thank everybody for calling in tonight. And if you need any further help here, we're here at Total Care in Union City. Or TotalCareRehab.com, and our phone number here is 201-330-7575. If you have any questions, we'd be glad to talk to you and direct you to any specials you might need if we can help you.
And thank you so much, you guys. You're fabulous. No wonder you get the results that you get. It's just amazing. I'm honored that all of you could join me tonight, and you're welcome back anytime. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much.
Have a great night, everyone.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
And on that note, I'm going to say that Paul Pock will be here next week. You know him. He is a massage therapist. He's got a lot to say about a lot of different things that he's doing, and he's working on a new intervention that I want to tell you about. We're going to put some information out so that you know ahead of time. And we're gonna let Paul kind of give you some teasers too. So make sure you join us. That will be on the 24th. We'll see you then at 7 o'clock. Everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we'll see you again on the Whole Scoop. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night. Thanks, Carol.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.